I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Over 200 Hartford teachers could be laid off as the school district grapples with the declining enrollment and rising costs. The district's woes are compounded by money it has to pay some magnet schools attended by Hartford students. What's happening is basically this. Fewer kids are going to Hartford Public Schools. People aren't moving here or having children here. Some students live in Hartford but attend out-of-district magnets that the district has to pay for. On top of that, state funding has been flat and the city of Hartford itself is nearing bankruptcy.
Our biggest cost drivers include our tuition, the tuition that we pay for our students to attend at the regional magnet schools.
Leslie Torres Rodriguez is acting superintendent of Hartford Schools. Right now, the district is looking at filling a budget hole of over $19 million for next year.
It is a very timely and challenging situation that we're facing in our district.
Hartford sends thousands of kids to magnet schools outside the city, run by the Capital Region Education Council, or CREC. And the district has to pay CREC about $4,500 per kid. But when other school districts send kids to Hartford, they don't have to pay the city. That's because the city has its own tax base, and CREC doesn't. If Hartford could charge other districts tuition, say about $2,000, Superintendent Torres Rodriguez says it could help close some of the budget shortfall. She admits that this might be a hard sell for towns that are also strapped for cash, especially as state funding for schools has remained flat. But
we're serving the same population, the same student, and so I think that warrants examination as well.
But even if it's able to get towns to pay up, Hartford would likely still face layoffs and hiring freezes that she says could affect about 60 teachers. Torres Rodriguez says they might also have to consider closing and consolidating some schools. David DeRoche, WNPR News.